Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
They renamed this? This used to be the Nokia Theater. Oh my fucking god, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, this will only hurt for a minute, young Dylan.
Really? Yeah, mine takes 3 minutes. It's kind of like ramen.
Anything.
And there's a lot of different ways you can go. Why you would accept dick, I don't know.
He's like, you want to taste it? I'm like, yeah, I want to taste it. Because he has one. Like, I see him with one all the time.
He pulled out his dick.
Nice.
You can order a Mike and Dylan sandwich at Jim's Barbecue. It's number 3 on the
menu. Typically, you pay extra for that.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Hi, and welcome to episode 72 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
And happy anniversary to you guys.
To me and Jim? Woo! Yeah, the marriage has been going great.
2 years strong, boys.
It's impressive.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Most
I'm so happy that nobody has asked us to stop yet.
Nobody has asked us to stop. In fact, nobody's asked us to stop so much that we've included other people in on this podcast, including our favorite Canadian correspondent, Paul Saunders.
He might ask us to stop.
He might eventually ask us to stop.
Much to his chagrin.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, how could we not have Paul on our 2-year anniversary episode? Welcome, Paul.
He was in the top 10.
Is it?
I think he was in like one of the first 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, well, I think it was like 6 or 7.
I was going to say 3 or 4.
Was it? Oh, you know what? It was. I think he was on twice.
Because he actually asked us the story behind the title of the podcast.
That's right.
And then remembered that he was actually there for the origin story of the title of the podcast.
That's right. And that's what happens when you get fucking old.
Yes. Hey, but if you want to find out all about the origin story of the podcast and what we've been up to and where we're going and all sorts of things, like, for instance, our second semi-annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise, you can go out to Jim's BBQ Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/Jim's BBQ Pod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod for all your daily Jim's BBQ Pod updates.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe right on iTunes.
Boo.
Much to Jim and Paul's
chagrin.
Boulevard.
Chagrin.
Yes. All right, boys. So we had a fun couple of episodes. The last two episodes, we went exhaustively over Metallica. But we're kind of back into doing our own thing again. And originally, we were supposed to record this in New Jersey this past weekend. And some things came up, some priorities came up, and unfortunately... Well, not to throw him under the bus, but Jim couldn't attend, but for very good reasons. So rather than, you know, record without him. Oh, wait a minute. We did record without him.
We did.
but rather than record a full episode without him, we decided to hold off on our anniversary episode until we could get back and get Jim on the episode. You will hear at the end of this episode a very special guest with us, or a very special couple of guests with us, Paul and one other person. And we'll leave it at that. You'll have to listen to find out who that is.
Mm-hmm. So who's the very special guest, me or the unnamed person?
Of course it's Paul.
Well, Paul, you're always a very special guest, but we had a very, very special guest with us that we won't name quite yet.
He's just trying to get us to pander to him.
No, I'm not actually. I'm making a joke at my own expense.
I'm hoping this time. I mean, this guy's been on a previous episode of this podcast. Hopefully, this time he actually plugs the podcast a little bit when we do release the episode.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the third episode that he'll be on, right?
No, it'll be a second.
Oh, that's right. We didn't record the one time.
Listen, way back at episode seven, you might recognize him.
That's Foxbrock on.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
Hmm. Getting him to plug it would be kind of cool, though.
It would be. Hey, yeah, but...
And we won't even make fun of him. We like him.
Yeah. Not like the other guys?
Yeah.
So that could have been any number of people. That could have been our good friend Shad. Or it could have been somebody else. You never know. Oh, wait. Well, if I name Shad, then obviously it's probably the other guy, right?
Might be, yeah.
You'll have to wait and see. Listen to the end of the episode. You'll hear it. But, hey, you know what? We did have some adventures this past weekend, even without Jim. And
That we did.
Hey, and, you know, before we get too far into those adventures, Paul and myself and Liz and Tammy had the absolute pleasure of meeting Sarah.
Yes, you did.
And she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she is pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Dylan's talked about Sarah a couple times on the podcast over the last few episodes, and she fit right in, I would say. You know, it was pretty cool to meet her finally, and I gotta like her because she's really big into wrestling. I know she was watching wrestling Sunday night and the pay per view, the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs event, and It was cool. It was great that we could finally meet her, and she hung out for a lot more of the weekend than we thought she originally was going to hang out, which was awesome. So a little shout out to Sarah. I know she listens to some of the episodes. Just, you know, I want to say it was awesome to meet her finally, you know?
Yeah, she had a good time. We had a really good time. I'm glad she came out and stayed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody had a good time.
I will say one of the funniest things that she said to me over the weekend was we're sitting in our hotel room and she just goes, okay, Mott, I have so many questions.
Not enough time, my friend. Not enough
time. I said, don't we all?
Hey, speaking of Mott, by the way, he did give me a beer to drink, and I happen to be drinking it. I don't know if you guys have not to break down the fourth wall, but this is actually the second episode we're recording tonight. So I'm drinking a beer from Mott that he gave me from Neshaminy Creek. Is that how you say that?
Neshaminy
Creek. It's the Shape of Hops to Come. It's a pretty delicious IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had it, Dylan, but it's...
I have. I remember when it first came out, people were saying it was, like, the next Teddy Topper.
I don't know about that, but it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I like it. I once had a can of that, and it was 2 days old.
Wow. Let's see here. Well, this one doesn't have a date on it, so I don't know how old it is.
It's not on the bottom?
It is not, from what I can tell.
They usually have the dates on them. I remember they're a company that actually puts the dates on their beer.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that was one of the things. I think Sarah kind of hit the nail on the head with our good friend Mott. If she already read that into him, like, what, a few hours into meeting him.
Well, what was so funny was I was telling her about when we drove up to Brantford last year and the year before, and then just all of a sudden we just hear, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is, and I open up the door, and it's like, yo, D, and I'm like, oh, hey, we were just talking about you.
Let me guess, the Mott version of geocaching, that's what you're talking about?
I think I had told her that story at a earlier junction. But yeah, she had a good time. But we should probably get into more detail.
Yeah. So we headed out Thursday to, you know, head down to Jersey and hang out with you. But Wednesday I started looking at some things online, and I got a little worried about some of the things I was seeing about the hotel that we were supposed to stay at. So I messaged Paul and I was like, hey, I can't remember exactly what I said. I was like, I gotta run something by you, Paul.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
how it went, I think.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, I started looking at TripAdvisor, and this place just does not look like a place we really want to stay at.
But did you dub?
What's that?
What was it dubbed?
Oh, so Liz and I came up with this while we were driving. We were just kind of riffing on it. And long story short, we decided to call it the International House of Bedbugs.
IHOB?
Yes.
No, it's IHOBB.
IHOBB.
So did you guys even swing by it to go check it out?
No. I was afraid, like, something might jump off of the building onto my vehicle if I did. No, I'm only kidding.
You should have still called, whatchamacallit, been like, yeah, we stopped in and walked right back out.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should just say something to them. Maybe they can give me a credit of some sort. So, long story short, you know, I bring it up to Liz, and then I message Paul, and I'm like, man, I was like, I don't think we want to stay at this place. This just, everything I'm reading, just, it does not sound good. So Paul and I end up getting on the phone together, and we end up finding a place, and we're like, all right, yeah, this place, the reviews are decent.
The price was good.
The price was good. We'll just, I was like, and so we agreed to it. We're like, yeah, we'll just stay at this place. So we show up, and I'm like, and it's just outside of the Teterboro Airport. It's a Travelodge, and I'm like, all right. I was like, it's kind of, it's not so much a hotel as it's a motel. And Liz and I check
it. It was definitely a place that you check in by the hour.
Well, definitely. I think that was just an option.
Liz and I check in, and Liz is like, we do like a full exam of the room. And Liz is like, all right. She's like, this, I guess we'll do. And I was like, yeah, you know, I was like, if there's anything sketchy in this room, Liz, by all means, just say something. We'll tell them, no, we can't stay here or whatever. But we're accepting of it. Maybe we should have tested out the bed first, like actually laid in it, because it was the most springy kind of bed that I've ever slept in. I've never experienced a bed that where you could feel the springs more than this bed. But we end up meeting up with Dylan and Paul and Tammy to go out to eat. And I think we got some drinks beforehand, Dylan, like at
Elementary.
What was it? Elementary. Yeah, I was trying to remember the name of the place. But we end up having a good time and everything. We went to another brew house place. What was it? Midland Brew House, right?
Yep.
They were doing a stone event with a really good stone beer rep. Hey man, we got this beer on tap.
Hey,
that guy was fun.
Dan's a trip.
Oh yeah, he was very animated, I should say. So we end up having a good time. We go back to the hotel. We're hanging out there. I think we had like a beer or two. Dylan was hanging out with us, and I happened to turn on the TV. We're flipping through the stations, and we get midway through the stations, like it's like local news station, like network station, maybe CNN or whatever. And then all of a sudden, there's like some really graphic porn on one of the stations.
It's some like really graphic porn.
65-inch television.
Yes.
Not a 69-inch television.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, so it got a good laugh, I think. We weren't anticipating. Apparently, Liz, though, had seen some reviews online that had mentioned the porn and to keep the remote away from children if you didn't want them to be subjected to porn.
I didn't see that on the Expedia reviews I read.
I didn't see But she's like, yeah, I saw it after you booked the place. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, so we had a good laugh over that, a good chuckle. I thought it was pretty funny.
I enjoyed the, you know, wall mural of the Manhattan skyline. I thought that was kind of cool.
I thought that was a nice touch.
You never saw our room, eh?
I didn't, no.
The layout was slightly different. In yours, where you walked in and then the bathroom was... Like you had the desk,
mm-hmm.
With the mini fridge and the microwave and stuff, and then the TV was above it, and then the bathroom was kind of tucked in the left corner. Ours, you walked in and there was like a closet to your right, and the room itself was to the left, and in front of you was a wall, and on the other side of the wall was the bathroom, and that desk unit and the thing where the fridge and everything was on the back wall.
Don't you mean the washroom?
What?
Don't you mean the washroom?
No, there's a fucking bath in there.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of it that way.
Smart ass. Actually, no, sorry. It was the shower room because there wasn't a bath. It was a shower.
Did you also have a chalk outline?
No. Chalk outline. But see, here's the thing. The bed, if you walked in the door and you turned to your left, the bed was along that wall. And then there was this little jut out where the bathroom was, and the TV was at the same thing. It was at the foot of the bed, but there was no desk or no cabinet or dresser in between the bed and the television. So there's this king size bed about maybe 3 or 4 feet to walk past that in the wall. And then the TV was right on the wall and it's sticking out 2 or 3 inches, which is fine, you know, when the lights are on and everything's, you know, lit up. But both nights, I think Thursday and Friday night, I got up to go to the bathroom and I come walking around the corner of the I got up to go to the shower room and I come walking around the corner of the bed and fucking walked into the television
because it was
sticking out of the wall. And then right next to the television was a giant fucking mirror. And on Friday night, I turned into the mirror thinking it was the open door. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Oh, it's me.
it's just like a chain of errors. It's just like,
it's like fuck 3 in the morning. It's dark, and all I want to do is pee. But
I was gonna say it's almost like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
The rakes.
Yeah.
But it was what I found. I don't know if it was on your TV or not, but you got these giant fucking 65-inch televisions. And I don't know if it was a setting or just the signal that they were pumping through, but it was mostly high definition, but there was just a lot of ghosting on high speed images. Like if things were moving quickly, you got like this shadow that sort of followed behind. So it made some of the porn scenes really weird and distracting.
I didn't watch enough of it. I actually watched a lot of television on my tablet. Like I was watching a lot of Hulu Plus on my tablet.
Felt too skeevy after watching that TV, just too dirty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the quality was a little bit better.
But you think about it though, like that remote and everything, like was probably.
Oh God, yeah. Fuck, I never thought of that.
That's probably why Tammy's got a cold now.
you better fucking hope it's just a cold.
You know, legit though, Paul, like I was in a hotel a few months back that they like hermetically sealed the remote like in a plastic bag that was like they remove them after like every hotel stay.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that.
I thought that was the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. And I thought about it and went, that's actually not a bad idea. They just seal the remote up and like, you know, like you can touch all the buttons and everything, but it's just like a one-use bag that they put the remote in. That, you know,
not spreading germs and
disease. Right. I mean, that might be good at the Travelodge there in South Hackensack, right near the Teterboro Airport.
Hey, it got 3 stars out of 5.
Yeah, man.
I want to go back a little bit because I think this just needs to be mentioned. We got in way earlier than you guys. Tammy and I, our flight left Detroit at 7 o'clock. We were actually on the ground in Newark by about 8. And because we had time to kill, we decided we were going to head down to Red Bank.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
So we went to go to the stash, check that out, had breakfast. Actually, we had breakfast, did a walk up and down Broad Street, went into the stash, and actually got to talk to three of the four comic book men. Michael Zapsik, Ming Chen, and Walter Flanagan were all in attendance, along with Get'em Steve Dave. We didn't talk to Get'em, actually, this time. We went to Marine Park. We farted around, went to the Dublin House, and even the Yestercade's arcade that I think has been made mention on Tell 'em Steve Dave and possibly the Mike and Ming Show.
That place is awesome.
It was really fun. We had a blast. We were the only two people in there. so we had like the run of whatever we wanted to play. Went out on a bit of a high there. I played a bunch of old shit, Donkey Kong, Space Invaders, that sort of crap. But the last game I played was Galaga, and I beat the high score by like three times what it was. It was there, so put my initials in and walked out the fucking door.
You dropped the mic.
Yeah. I'm out.
Put my initials in and walked the fuck out.
It still wasn't that great. It was only like a little over 100,000. I think I got to like level 15 or something.
What Paul doesn't know is they like reset that like every week.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But
every day.
I was the fucking best for that.
Yeah, that's when there was no onboard storage. Every time you reset it.
Oh, you could unplug it? Yeah.
Yep.
Out it went. Or just hit that little switch on the back of the cabinet.
Right.
But one of the main reasons we went, and definitely the reason we stayed as late as we did, was to go visit the John Bon Jovi Foundation Soul Kitchen on Monmouth Street, just around the corner from the train station in Red Bank. And what a fantastic experience. We got there about 20 minutes before they open. They're only open for about 2 hours during the week, and I think 3 hours on weekends. The staff is largely volunteers, I believe. There's no real prices on the menu. They just ask for a $20 donation for your meal. It's a three-course meal, appetizer, entree, and dessert. Free coffee, water, iced tea. It even had hot apple cider, which was kind of tasty. So we figured, you know, they open at 5, or we had to catch a 5:47 train in order to meet you guys so Dylan could pick us up in Broadway. Yeah. I think
Broadway's the street. Yep. It was I forget what fucking town that was.
Yeah, Broadway Station, whatever. Just northwest of Secaucus. Couple of stops anyway.
Somewhere near Paramus. Let's just say that.
Yes.
And Teterboro.
And Teterboro.
So yeah, no, we're
Titterboro?
Titterboro.
Titillating borough. It's a titillating borough.
Yes. Especially if you stay at the Travel Lodge right on Hewler Street, right near the Teterboro Airport.
South Hackensack, New Jersey.
South Hackensack, New Jersey, yes.
So there is a South Hackensack, New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah. Which means there's...
South Rub Your Sack, New Jersey?
Yeah. That's where I was kind of going. It's south.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm just saying.
So my feel-good story here has been hijacked.
Sorry.
No, you go back.
That's all right. So anyway, we're sitting out front. It's about like 15 minutes before they open, and a woman comes out, and she's like, "Will you be joining us? Like, how many?" And we said, "Well, we're kind of in a bit of a pinch. We have a train to catch, so we're not sure if we'll be able to eat. We just think we'd come in and buy a t-shirt or something." She goes, "What time's your train?" And we told her. She goes, "Oh, plenty of time." She goes, "What's your name?" She goes, "I'll put express. We'll get you right in and right out. You'll be fine." And she wasn't lying. They actually let us in a couple of minutes early. They didn't wait till 5 o'clock to open the doors. They started letting people in because there was people there. We skipped the appetizer, went straight to the entree. The food was fantastic. They have gardens out front where they grow a lot of the stuff. We had like a carrot and summer squash risotto and eggplant lasagna, Apparently the sauce was Mr. Bon Jovi's himself, so I guess John's dad. And like the staff were unbelievable, very, very friendly. They, you know, they knew we were in a rush, so everything came out quick. I think we had two people waiting on us at one point. And just a really, really fantastic concept. If you can't afford the $20, you can ask to volunteer for your meal. So people who are a little down on their luck, they can say, hey, I enjoyed the food. What can I do? Can I help work it off? If you're embarrassed about doing it that day, they'll even let you do it on another day or another week. But yeah, just a really, really cool concept, really cool idea, great food. And if you are ever in Red Bank, or I think there's another one in Toms River, definitely check out the Soul Kitchen. It's well worth the time and effort, and a really good cause.
So do they donate the money then?
Well, no, the money that they use is to, it covers cost. But anybody who can't afford, like if you're homeless or even like down on your luck, you could just go in and say, can I volunteer for my meal? And, you know, they'll have you doing dishes for a couple hours, or if you've waited on tables before, you can wait tables, I guess. That sort of thing. Work in the garden, all kinds of stuff like that. And they had on the table a thing that said, like, pay it forward. And it was a card that you could purchase. And then if you knew somebody, or if you had one and you saw somebody, you could give it to them and say, here, go check this place out, get yourself a meal. So we actually decided to do that. We didn't take the card because we're not local. So we paid for ourselves and paid for one more and said, next person that comes in that can't afford it, please use this to cover them. So
that's cool.
It's not shitty food. It was absolutely amazing. It was, the presentation was nice. The taste was fantastic. Everything was fresh. This risotto, you just take a bite and it was just like, holy shit. It's so full of flavor. It was not bland, shitty, generic food. It was really, really good food. And I think if you check on their website, there's been some celebrities, sort of chefs that are involved. I think Mario Batali at one point had volunteered, and a couple other people. I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but his was the most recognizable. But well worth it. If you're ever around, definitely check it out.
Such a cool concept.
Yeah, definitely.
I know we're running low on time for Paul, but
my bedtime is fast approaching.
Yeah. Well, the one other thing, we had a great dinner and everything like that Thursday night, but the one other thing I wanted to mention is we went to New York almost first thing Friday, but Dylan, much props to him. He showed up at our hotel with breakfast, and I wanted to touch on breakfast. Dylan was amazing. He brought us coffees, and then he brought us these freaking ginormous ass bagels from someplace.
Bagel Emporium, Middle Park, New Jersey.
And they were quite good, but I never experienced a place that is so heavy with the cream cheese. And I don't think I'll ever experience that again.
I don't know. That hotel you were staying at might have been a little heavy with the cream cheese at one point or another.
Oh, you know what Dylan's saying?
Mm-hmm.
I actually used a piece of the bagel to scrape off excess cream cheese, Jim.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. Those bagels were a cure for diarrhea.
Well, it's funny because Paul says, like, he's like, Jesus Christ. He goes, this is like two bagels in Canada.
At least. It's like the exchange rate, I guess.
I think that's the line I used, when Tammy mentioned it. I was like, oh, it's the bagel exchange rate.
Between Canada and the US. Paul, I'm sure you probably haven't seen that many carbs in quite a while.
No, I've been eating like an ass lately.
And then, it was really good though, Dylan. I really appreciated that.
Well, it was a very tasty bagel, but
the bagels were fantastic.
It was just a little heavy on the cream cheese.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, I think we needed those carbs because Tammy and I walked our fucking asses off that day.
Oh, you most certainly did. But before we got to you walking your asses off all over New York, we drove down to Secaucus Junction and got off of Interstate 95, where we soon realized that Dylan has quite the he's quite enamored with jug handles.
Well, we had to explain what they were to Tammy because she was just like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
If you go looking on Google Maps, the one particular jug handle that you're thinking of resembles more like a penis.
Is it really? It just looks like the shaft and the balls.
It really, really does.
Is that loop? Dylan's just like, this jug handle's ridiculous.
It extends a very, very long distance to the. I'm gonna try and bring it up right now. To the southwest. Where are we here?
I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Harmon Cove. 95.
I found 95. Oh, here it is. And it's a little bulbous at the end with a bit of a droop.
I found it. You're totally right.
So maybe we should put that up on our
Instagram. But it's great. There's like the little sack right at the bottom.
It's a very, very small sack.
Yeah.
A very, very long tapered shaft with a...
And it kind of points up.
A little up flip at the end. Yeah.
It's pointing at Jersey City.
Yeah. It's kind of like getting ready to bone Jersey City right up the ass.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's more south than east, I guess.
But I kind of feel bad that I didn't put that in the notes about Dylan and his jug handles. He mentioned it so many times over the weekend. He just kept going, all these jug handles.
What's funny is it's right next to Croxton Intermodal Terminal. So if you take out the R, it's Croxton. So.
Or it could be like crotch.
Yeah.
Or what was that island when we were on the cruise? Croxton or?
Paul, what was the name of that place? Tammy said don't go there.
Cockburn.
Cockburn Beach.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens if you bury your dick in the sand.
Oh, speaking of cruises, we even had talks about the Stone Cox over the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Cox nice. Mel?
Can't wait to go to Cozumel and get some Stone Cox.
Cozumel.
Bring one back and put on my desk at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a policy for that.
Good luck putting those on your customs form. You know what I'm saying? You might just want to put Stone Sculpture.
Down. I don't know if I told you guys about that when we went on the cruise with my daughter.
And she got one?
No. that if you embark from a United States dock and return to the United States dock, you don't have to do customs anymore.
You do if you landed if you hit an island that's not U.S. territory.
Oh, is that what it is? If it's okay,
yeah,
that makes a lot more sense then.
If
we that's what we ran into in January.
Yeah, if we'd gone to Turks and Caicos or Bahamas, we would have had to have cleared customs on the way back.
Yeah,
because we went to Grand Turk though, and they didn't make us do customs.
No, we didn't stop. We didn't get off.
When we went on ours,
he's talking. Oh, really? He went on a cruise with his daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because I the first one I went on, we left from Puerto Rico, and we did St. Thomas, St. Lucia, Aruba, and Curacao, and then back to San Juan, and we had to go through customs.
And we definitely did when we left out of Tampa and went to Caymans and Cozumel. We had to go through customs when we got back to Tampa. That was only 2 years ago. That's weird.
Yeah, that's what they told us. That they're like, you know, you don't need to fill out the customs forms because I guess a bunch of people asked. And they're, you know, the guy, the cruise director, came on and he did it like 3 times because people kept asking. He goes, there will be no customs forms, or, you know, unless you need it for I think you were, you know, you went over your allotment of, you know, allowed, or you were bringing back so much money. And they're like, you know, we left from United States port. We're coming back into United States port. There's no, you know, we don't need to fill one out. And he's like, you know, so that's why there's no forms. So I'll be interested to see, because we are, you know, yeah, but we went to Grand Turk, and that's a British island, isn't it?
I think it's part of the Commonwealth, because there's actually, there's been a petition with Parliament here for years now that some member keeps bringing a bill wanting to include Turks and Caicos as our 11th province.
Oh, nice. But, yeah, it'd be interesting, you know, getting off in Mexico, if they'll make us fill one out or not.
Getting off in Mexico with the stone cocks?
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to get off in Mexico, as far as I'm concerned.
It's the only way to get off in Mexico.
Hey, but, you know, like, before we get there, I mean, we went to New York City as part of this trip. And I had a great time. I know Tammy had never been before, and I know Paul and Tammy experienced a lot more of the city than what Liz, myself, and Dylan did. But we had a great time. We went to Chelsea Market, which was a lot of fun, and we just hung out in a park for like what was that, like about an hour and a half or so?
Yeah, that was like a good hour. We just hung out, chatted about stuff.
Had some bubble tea.
Which was delicious.
I thought you said Annie Ovaltine for a second.
No.
You had some Ovaltine?
Drink more Ovaltine.
Which park did you guys go to?
I don't know.
It was just like some. It was. Yeah, it was just. It wasn't any like major park. It was just like a little.
It was like a little tiny square right near Chelsea Market. I think it's just like kind of like a place they left open for like people to go like have their lunches at, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Not like when me and Dylan were there, we walked through Central Park with, or not Central Park, we went to the zoo holding hands.
Yeah, well, that was Central Park Zoo.
I know, but we didn't, well, yeah, I guess we did walk through Central Park.
Partially. And then Jim was like, I'm tired, I don't want to walk anymore.
You wouldn't have liked our journey.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know Paul had quite the journey. Hey, Paul, if you want to, I know you're running short on time. If you want to go into that, you can.
A recap real quick. We got into Penn, and, you know, I've seen Midtown a bunch of times, like three or four. You know, these guys are sick of Midtown. Like Mike said earlier, Tammy's never seen Midtown. So we kind of split up at Penn, and Tammy and I hoofed it up 7th Avenue to Times Square, and just kept going, split off to, went down Broadway all the way up to 54th to check out the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Fair enough.
And then headed over to 5th Avenue, wanted to check out St. Patrick's. I'd actually never seen St. Patrick's before, so that was kind of cool. Just looking at the map now, I realized we were pretty close to the Museum of Modern Art and missed it. We're like, no, we walked by it. That's right. On the way to, it's right on 54th. We walked past it on the way to 5th. We looked up the block and saw that asshole's tower that you guys elected president.
it's quite a blight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's distinguishable for sure. It's not too garish compared to what else is, you know, in the neighborhood. There's some pretty tall fucking buildings.
Oh, that's true.
So yeah, we headed actually just a little north of St. Patrick's. There's a smaller church, St. Thomas's. We went in there and it was rather impressive. They had some two pipe organs, pretty huge ones actually. We checked that out. We checked out St. Patrick's. We did Rockefeller Center. Walked down 6th Avenue to Bryant Park and walked through there. Actually, grabbed a snack and ate that at Bryant Park, and then checked out the library. I'd been past there once before, but never actually in it, so we went in. Gorgeous building, some amazing stuff in there. Headed back down 5th Avenue past the Empire State. We went past Union Square Park. There's a Madison Square Park. We did that first, checked out the original Shake Shack. We didn't eat. We just kind of looked at the building. Checked out the Flatiron Building as well. Union Square Park, there's a market there, which was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I like the Union Square Market. That's a cool spot. I've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, there was some really cool shit that they were buying. In fact, there's a couple of things Tammy was interested in, but because we weren't checking bags, there was some essential oils and things like that she would have loved to have brought back, but they were all oversized, like bigger than 3 ounces. So we were a little stuck for being able to bring them back there. So then, yeah, we left there, walked down University Place to Washington Square Park, and that was sort of the end of our walking journey. We walked the 2 blocks to meet up with the rest of you guys on 3rd there at the
ramen joint.
So
Ramen Ya.
Ramen Ya, Samurai Edition.
So it was, Penn's 32nd Street, and we went all the way up to 54th. So that's, 22 blocks uptown, and then we went 51 blocks downtown. So it was quite the walk. It was a bit of a zigzag, too. So yeah. I think my step counter had me well over 20,000 for the day.
It didn't say something like, oh, you're doing something abnormal or something your typical day.
Most Thursdays is spent on my ass, so... had a fantastic time. It's funny. Tammy's mentioned this a couple of times now, and she'd heard how horrible New York drivers are and things like that. And then, the week that we've been, or less than a week, right? 4 days that we've been back. She was less afraid crossing the street there than it is here, because nobody fucking listens to any traffic signal here. And, it just, the drivers were frantic, but nowhere near as bad as they are here. It was kind of a bit of an eye-opening experience for them. And people don't seem as angry as they're made out to be,
They're pretty angry.
I almost knifed a chick last time I was there, trying to take Dylan's seat.
Well, Paul was there for that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Remember that?
At the Shake Shack.
Yeah, the lady's like, why should you get the seat?
Oh, yeah, we told the story on the pod.
Yeah. Forgot about her. Yeah, that day's I'm a bit foggy that day.
Yeah, you were. Well, I'm glad you all had a good time.
I had a great time, man.
I know that when we were on the train ride back, I was asking everybody if they had fun, and Tammy was like, I want to live here.
Yeah. I love New York. I really do.
You should come back down. We'll go to Brooklyn.
Yeah. I always like to say I like to visit.
That was when we met up with Sarah's at the ramen place.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to ramen, and then we went over to
Blind Tiger. Blind Tiger.
Yeah. Pretty cool little beer bar, and hung out there for a little while, and then
Jubilation was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You had a couple of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually. Tabby was drinking half of it, and I think she said that's by far the tastiest favorite beer I've ever had. So.
I know what to bring you now.
Yeah.
Because I can get that one up here.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Most definitely. I'll take some.
That's what I'm saying. I know what to bring you now, but I know we went for dessert after that, and the dessert was kind of fair to middling. I felt bad because the Half Moon cookies that they had weren't very good. And then Monday I went out for lunch and grabbed a sub, and I saw
the picture.
I saw Half Moon cookies at the place I went to get the sub, which was like an old school Italian deli / bakery. And theirs looked like so much better than what they had. Yeah, I mean, we had a great time. In spite of all of the other stuff, like the fucked up hotel and porn and all that stuff, we had a good time. And
Well, Paul even got to meet some of my friends.
That's true.
Oh, very briefly. Yeah, at the bar we went to, or that, well, I briefly visited, and you guys went into after we had dessert. What night was that? That was Friday night, right?
Yeah, we just a few of my friends were hanging out there. I just wanted to say hello. I think it would have been remiss of me to not, so you just popped in and say hey.
Wait, you have friends other than us?
Yeah. I have actual friends that I've known since being
actual friends? Like, we're not...
Yeah, you know what I don't know how to take that.
I grew up with.
Here's the thing with this. They do exist. There was three of them, and I spoke to them. What I didn't happen to see, because when we got up there, I actually went to the washroom first, was whether or not he approached them and offered them money. So
I could have just been lying.
Wow.
They were legitimate people, but and I have to take them legitimate people. They are friends.
So. Yeah, you weren't sure if you knew them previously.
Correct. Right. I can't confirm that.
Hey, but you know, like I know you're I know you're running short on time, Paul, and you're probably ready for the bed. But hey, we appreciate you being on, and I know we had some great times playing hockey, and we went out to eat after that, and we kind of went to a premiere for a television show, but really didn't go to watch the television show. We all got, I think, a little tired before they actually showed.
I would have made it until 11:30, 12 o'clock.
No fucking way.
I'm tired.
Like I was even surprised at myself because I got back to the hotel. I'm like, hey, does anybody want to have a beer now? And then like we got back to our room and like my head hit the pillow and I immediately fell asleep. I was like, okay. I was like, that was probably a good idea not to have anything after the fact. But then we went out for breakfast the next morning and that was fun.
Harold's.
Harold's. That was pretty awesome. I had that for lunch when we got home. the rest of my French toast and a little bit of the bacon. That was delicious. And then I actually took a nap when I got home too, which is a rarity on a Sunday. But hey, yeah. I mean, we appreciate you having you on for this episode and the previous one.
I always enjoy gabbing with you guys.
Yeah.
We'll get you on another time.
Oh, for sure. I apologize to anyone out listening there. I'm a bit nasally right now. I'm still coming off of a cold.
I think it'll just
accentuate the experience.
The Canadian velvet fogness.
Complete with my dust up nose.
Extra foggy.
Extra foggy. We like it anyway, Paul. We love having you on.
I enjoy being here.
It may help us with the female demographic in some way. They just listen to it for the dulcet tones of Paul Saunders. They don't care what you say, really. They just listen to it for your voice.
All three of them?
Yeah.
No, all three of them. Their names being... E.T. the E-Man, Henry, and Daryl.
I was going to say Kathy, Sarah, and Liz.
Okay. That is true. We do have one female listener.
All right, Paul. Well, I know you're tired. I know you're tired.
I'm very tired. I'm
tired.
I'm going to go check on Tammy because she's under the
weather. Oh, she's tired too.
No, she's, like I said, she caught some sort of bug on the way back, so...
We'll blame that on Dylan.
It's all Dylan's fault. All right.
Yeah, I blame it on your porny hotel that you stayed in.
The porny hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks for being on, dude. Catch you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Until next time.
Cheers, man. I'm out.
Later.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye bye.
All right, everybody, Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders with us this evening.
Give him a big round.
Yeah.
Of beer.
For our 2-year anniversary episode.
He's excited you could get that beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty common one up this way.
You betcha, eh?
Yeah.
So what did we do the next day?
Well, we went to breakfast.
Oh yeah, well, we'll get into that.
Will we? Do you really want to? I mean,
well, in a later segment.
You sounded like you were angry.
In a later segment.
Okay. Because, I mean, we went to breakfast, and we had a good time at breakfast. The waitress we had was pretty fucking funny. She was every New Jersey stereotype that you could possibly think of, Jim.
Yeah.
But it was she was amazing, though. She was really friendly and fun and everything. And then we played some hockey.
Played a little too much hockey.
Well, yeah. But this was the funny thing. Somebody that's going to be on at the end of the episode said, basically, I'm going to paraphrase this and said, Dylan, you ought to get some ass for the way you played today.
Yes.
I thought his mom didn't show up.
Wow. That was an actual thing that was said.
It was an actual thing that was said. And it was by someone who's going to be on at the end of this episode. I can't disagree with him, man. Dylan stepped up, strapped on some goalie pads, and fucking played goal like a motherfucker.
Oh, man. It was pretty, I gotta say, it felt like I had, like, jumped into a pool of just, like, a collective 500 people's, like, lukewarm sweat. Because that gear is
specifically
fucking,
like, specifically Jim McCutcheon sweat.
Yeah, specifically our buddy Artist Jim, who, poor Artist Jim, man, was like sick as a fucking dog.
And showed up anyway.
But I strapped on his gear and fucking did. Second time I played net, and I gotta say, I actually did have a pretty good time.
You not only did you have a good time, you also played fairly well.
Yeah, like the I think the last
you got a little pissed at the end of it. You're pretty much done.
Yeah, I was a bit winded, so I was ready to give it up. And
hey, but it was impressive. It was impressive so much that the guest at this end of the episode thought that you should get laid.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Why is that, Jim?
What's that?
Why is that, Jim?
I just think it's interesting all the way around.
What, that he should get rewarded for his
efforts?
Oh my god!
What?
It totally caught me off guard. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, that it came from him doesn't surprise me.
No, that part did. What? I just was like, is he aware of my situation? And they're like, yeah, I think so.
What, did you like guys?
Apparently, he was very aware of your situation and was trying to help facilitate some action, if you will.
Some nookie, as Fred Durst called it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amusing.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny. Some pretty funny pictures of us, though. Like, I had to wear your jersey, Mike.
Oh yeah, Jim. He wore one of my Reaper's jerseys over the equipment.
Oh, cool.
Because it was like the only jersey that anybody had that would fit over Jim's pads.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so what? The other funny thing that happened was the other goalie. Our friend Mike Dunn had brought his he brought his drone with him.
Oh god, I wanted to bring this up. This was fucking hilarious.
So he brings his drone with him, and he's got the drone, like, you know, hovering above the hockey rink, and he's filming everything, which is pretty cool, you know. And he's like flying it around, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm just standing on the rink, and I just noticed this thing is like barreling down the rink, and it's just going like, and off on the sidelines, Liz and Sarah are sitting next to each other, and Liz just, they're both watching, and she just goes, I think that drone's gonna fly right into the fucking wall.
And it did.
It did.
right and I into thought the he glass.
Was, what? Oh yeah, it smacked on the glass. And what I thought happened was, I thought he was trying to bank the drone like around the corner, like do like a really tight turn. I don't know what happened. Was he
It was straight on, almost from like center ice, right, like over the net and right into the glass behind the net, almost like a dead straight on shot.
Well, were you in goal?
Any like going around a curve or anything? Because I was coming onto the rink and I'm watching that. I'm just like, oh my god, he's just gonna fucking barrel this thing, and it just kept going, and you could hear it like picking up speed, and I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna crash this fucking thing.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah. But it was you kind of had to be there a little bit, Jim, but...
Was Dylan in goal while this was going on, though?
No, it was, like, in between
games. I was hanging out near the goal, though.
Oh, I could see where he got distracted then.
I thought the rink was pretty much empty at that point.
I thought I was on. I couldn't remember, but maybe I was walking out. That's what it was. I was walking out, and then I saw it, and I was like, that's not going to end well.
Oh, and it didn't.
Kind of like watching a train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden he's like, oh, he's like, and it almost seemed like, I mean, I feel bad for him, but he's like, oh, I got insurance on the thing. And I'm like, will insurance really cover you just like crashing the thing into like a pane of glass?
Did he get the same one Warren did?
Fuck, I don't know.
I couldn't answer that.
Dude, that one Warren got is so fucking badass.
I don't know anything about those things. But, man, Warren just kills me because, I mean, he's so creative with, like, some of the videos and pictures and all that stuff.
Oh, I know. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool. I do know, I mean, like, not to get too deep into it, I know, like, the restrictions have become more and more with those things.
Yeah, but
like you see some of the things recently, like, where, like, they've gotten into, like, the airspace and shit like that. Where,
right.
Like, they're crashing into like planes and shit like that, and you're like, oh my god, what the hell are these people doing with these things?
Yeah, because people probably like, oh look, I'm gonna fly this over the airport and get pictures of the planes.
Yeah, but you look at the stuff Warren does, it's like I just like that one where he flew it over the dam or whatever that was.
It's so fucking cinematic. I know. Jesus Christ.
It's the picture's incredible, clarity's incredible, and the way I don't know if it's. You know, he's just messing, because he's always messing with it and posting stuff. So, I mean, it's fluid when he's recording something. It's pretty good. He does a great job.
I'm like, oh, let me take a picture of this with my camera phone. That looks really nice. I mean, wow, this guy's taking these, like, cinematic videos of this shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying, Jim.
Oh, I do.
So, but that was, you know, and that was hockey, and then we went back to the hotel, showered up, and went out to dinner.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to Carton.
Yeah, that's, yet again, I haven't been able to make it to Carton yet, but, hey, you know what, I thought about it. Carton's a brewery down in, South Jersey?
It's South Jersey.
Right on the, right on the coast, right?
Yep, Atlantic Island.
And I figured, you know, if anything, maybe I'll just make another visit down to visit with Dylan, and maybe I'll make it there at some point.
I think you should, if you have any other days to use up.
I do, but, you know, maybe Dylan and Sarah can make a visit up here and get Uncle Jim involved, and you know what I'm saying.
Still got a few days left.
We could do some potting.
Potting. We got to hook up the Penguins game, too.
We went to, I think I alluded to it earlier, we went to, like, a premiere for Comic Book Men.
Right.
You know, starring our good friend Ming and Mike Zapsik and Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan. And it was kind of interesting. Like, you know, Ming was kind of hosting the whole thing, and he kind of was like, hey, if you guys want to come to this, you're invited, it's free, whatever. And we were so exhausted. We went to it for a little while and had some beverages there. But I mean, I think all of us were so tired that, you know, we ended up going, okay, they were showing the baseball game, the Yankees and the Astros were playing, and That didn't seem like it was going to end anytime soon. So we ended up going back to the hotel and
going to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. I crashed out pretty quickly after getting back to the room.
I was beat, dude. The other people that we were hanging out with, like, they were up to like 2-3 in the morning. And I was funny because the next day, like, Mott showed up at my room and he was like, they're all like, he was like, oh, we're going back to bed. He's like, oh, let me see if Dylan's around. I had texted him and I said, we're back at the hotel, we're going to bed. And he's like, oh, okay. I guess not, because I guess the thought process on their part was, yeah, we're going to go do beer club. And beer club might have happened, but
not with us.
Not with us. Not with us.
Well, I know, I had a friend, Amy, she messaged me and said, hey, she's like, I got some beers for you or something. And she's like, are you around? And we had been on the road already to head home for like an hour and a half by the time she messaged us.
That's funny.
We
crashed out. And I think maybe they hung around the hotel for a little while and then went to dinner and then, you know, maybe they relaxed for a little while, whereas we were like, hey, let's just get out and go have dinner and stuff like that. And maybe we could have probably done that. Maybe, you know, rested for a little bit. But we're like, oh, this thing's starting at 8:00. Maybe we should get going, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah. So, I mean.
What started at 8?
The premiere thing, but it really didn't. I mean, we got there, what, about 9:30 or so, and it was kind of like in full swing, but we probably could have waited a while and then gone to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. If we were up for that, or if we would have, you know, just hung at the hotel maybe for a little while and relaxed, but we didn't. We just got, you know, like we all got washed up and just went to dinner.
Yeah. Right?
But hey, you know what though? I mean, despite all of the, you know, crazy shit like with weird hotels and everything, and I had a good time. It was great to see everybody. You know, I kind of wish. You know, I mean, we had all these plans to do anniversary episode and all that stuff, but you know, it didn't work out. But you know, that's what happens. You know, and you know, Jim, I know we'll have plenty of opportunity to get with you and record more
episodes. Whoa, we're getting with Jim?
Yeah, get with Jim, you know, and record more episodes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure we'll have some shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, sooner than later. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. In fact, I bought a shirt that says Hockey and Shenanigans.
That's kind of what we're...
that's us.
Yeah. That's my new favorite shirt.
But... You know, it was a good time, but not having you there was definitely a little bit of a hole. You know,
that was a bummer.
Yeah, but well, you know, it would have been great to have that 2-year anniversary episode in person, but you know, we're doing it tonight, and you know, I think we're having a good time with it, and you know, we were lucky to get Paul on for it. I think we got a special treat this week, though, like with Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, we definitely did, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
Do some more... some other bullshit on this episode. I mean, the 2-year anniversary is always really cool, you know, but it's hard to top, you know, like the last anniversary, because the 1 year is the big one.
Right. Yeah. I mean...
What is this, the paper anniversary or something?
Maybe. I mean, did you want to do one of our other segments here?
Sure, we could do this segment. Oh, Would You Rather. Blah.
Wait, are we doing Would You Rather?
Definitely do it. That's why I just did the intro.
Is that what that was?
I'll do it again if you didn't like it.
Okay. Kind of seemed a little half-assed to me, man.
It seemed a little weird.
It was a little half ass. All right, well, we don't half-ass anything around here.
No, not us.
Might leave the half-ass one as, like, a Easter egg or something, you know?
Exactly. Well, would you guys like to play a rousing game of... Oh, would you rather...
Whoa. Are you okay there? Sound like you're choking a little bit.
On a cock.
Choking the chicken?
Oh. Chinese chicken?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken?
Yeah.
Jim and I are on the same page.
Yeah.
I think all three of us were on the same page there.
All right. Would you rather be trapped in an elevator packed with wet dogs or three fat men with bad breath?
Wet dogs.
Wet dogs.
I'll go with the wet dogs, too.
Wet dogs do have a bad smell, but...
I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Would you rather... Ew. Would you rather suck fresh milk directly from the udder of a cow or drink store-bought milk 2 days after it's quote-unquote gone bad?
Oh, drink store-bought milk 2 days after it's gone bad.
Yeah.
Most times it's still fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a bit of a fallacy in that one.
I'm going to go with Jim on that one.
Yeah, I think that they have a certain time frame to sell it. I don't think it necessarily is bad that day.
I think people are going to have, like, this preconceived notion that it's going to, like, end up, like, in, like, really, like, horrible, like, half-liquid, half-chunk format, like, 2 days after it's gone bad, or that the date has passed, and that's, like, a complete and utter fallacy, you know?
I don't know how any drink bad milk, because you open it, you could fucking immediately smell it.
I mean, I don't drink milk to begin with, but...
I very rarely do.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, my stomach just doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah. Would you rather thoroughly lick the entire surface of 10 $1 bills and $2 worth of quarters, or thoroughly lick the mouthpieces of 4 football players after a game?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
I think I would do the money one.
Oh, I don't know, dude. Because
money is fucking disgusting, though.
Yeah, but you figure...
really disgusting.
Yeah, you figure you're doing 4 people, you know, money that's been handled by so many.
I'm going to go the football players.
Yeah, I'm leaning that's that way, point. Too.
I'm going to go with you guys on that one.
Ugh. That's fucking disgusting. Ugh.
The fuck is this one? Would you rather have to remove tied together sneakers that were thrown over high power lines 30 feet above you, or have to do enough research to find the best explanation for why people throw shoes up there in the first place?
Oh, the research, because I already know why.
What in the fuck?
I think that's the one that stumps Mike.
It does, but Jim, why do you know why?
Why do I know why?
Yes.
I thought it was common knowledge. I didn't.
No, I mean, I want to hear. I'm mystified. I don't know why.
Tell me why. That signifies somebody that's a sells drugs.
How would you know?
Because they're wrapped around the wire.
But how do you know whose shoes those are?
You don't know whose shoes they are. It doesn't matter whose shoes they are. It marks the location.
Oh, so you're saying, okay, if there's shoes at that location, right, there's going to be drugs, like, below there, like, down at ground level.
Right, like geocaching or for sale or...
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what it's turned into, maybe, but that's what it started out as.
See, I always considered it was just like somebody going, okay, you know what? I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to take your shoes. I'm going to tie them together and throw them over that power line. Good luck getting them down.
I'm sure that's happened with bullies, but no, that's... Yeah, that was... That's probably, 30 or so years old. That's what that started out as.
Huh.
I mean, I highly doubt it does it now. I mean, I know that people have done it on sides of roads as memorials and stuff like that, too, but the original intent was to signify drug sales.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, you want to do another one?
One more, sure.
Well, I mean, anything... Any comments on that, Dylan, or...?
I'd probably just do the research because it just is not dangerous.
Right, right. I mean, maybe we could substantiate Jim's theory about...
Yeah, research it, Dylan.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here's the last one. Would you rather be the boy in the plastic bubble or the elephant man?
Probably the plastic bubble.
I'm inclined to agree. I'd go with the plastic bubble.
I would think the plastic bubble, but then at the same time, like, you got to walk around in that thing.
I don't know how much you really walk around in it, but the elephant man was pretty much in pain, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the elephant man.
I mean, you just kind of, I mean, the boy in the plastic bubble, you just kind of live like in a self-contained unit.
Right.
It kind of reminds me, there was like, if you guys, do you guys know that show Scorpion?
Yeah.
They had like an episode where there was like a kid like in a plastic bubble and like the bubble got compromised and they had to move him. It was kind of a neat like concept for like an episode of a TV show and they had to figure out how to move him. Without him becoming, like, sick. You know, like, the bubble that he was in got compromised by, like, a weather event, like, where, like, some trees crashed into their person's house, and it was going to not only affect the electricity that provided the air into the bubble, but then also, ultimately, it was going to compromise the bubble itself, like, physically. So it was... kind of a neat episode. Yeah, I would think I'd rather be involved in that than the other choice.
Yeah, it skirts around the issue, but then it says former mayor of Los Angeles, California cites fears of many Los Angeles residents that these shoes indicate sites in which drugs are sold or worse yet, gang turf.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's certain type of shoes that maybe signify certain types of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it mentions boots and stuff, but I've only seen tennis shoes. There's another thing, explanation says it signifies the end of a school year. But why would you throw your shoes up there at the end of the school year? Unless they're old shoes.
You're going to need them for the summer.
Unless they didn't fit anymore. All right, so that's it for Would You Rather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since, I mean, like we had indicated earlier in this episode, we kind of recorded two episodes tonight. Why don't we just cut it at Would You Rather and maybe move on to the Sarge of the Week and end it at that.
Alrighty.
Sing away, Jim.
Yeah, we'll do It's True, It's Damn True next episode.
Alrighty. So what you're saying is we're going to go into the... Sarge of the Week.
That's exactly what I was saying.
That's what I thought you were saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what you're saying?
Well, you know what? I think the only Sarge I have is this week is one. It just kind of made me more sad is that Jim's a little bit of a Sarge that we weren't able to share all the fun times with him this week. But it was a surge for a good reason, because he had some other stuff going on that was far more important.
Got to take care of the kid, you know.
Yeah.
College is coming up.
Yeah. And, you know, all that time is fleeting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well,
so, I mean, well, it's surge, but it's not surge. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I was going to nominate myself because I was bummed I missed it. But yeah. Don't regret it, but I'm bummed.
Yeah. Oh, we would have loved to have you. How about you, Dylan?
I have two Sarges.
Oh. Oh, no.
First one goes out to MVP Kit. I'm calling you out, MVP Kit. You're a Sarge because you're supposed to come out and hang out with us at dinner on Thursday, and you provided a weak-ass excuse for being like, I'm tired. I'm not going out. And you disappointed my friends. Although, what she did say to me was, And I quote, and she was supposed to come in and say this in person, but again, Sergeant out. She said that the only reason I didn't show up was because Jim wasn't there.
Wow.
That makes me feel even more like chop liver.
I know.
You should tell
what
her tomorrow.
What the fuck?
When you see her, be like, hey, how you doing?
That's how that makes me feel.
And the others
are... I know that Jim is such a draw for people, but am I not enough?
Yeah, for the geriatric crowd.
Wow.
What?
I'm gonna tell your mom you said that.
I don't give a shit.
Nice.
Dylan Gonzalez. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Geriatric crowd. Listen to you.
The blue hairs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, do you want to know my other Sarge?
Sure.
Well, I might have an additional Sarge now.
My other Sarge is the fucking MTA for having horrible train service on Saturday, which prevented Sarah from getting out to us on time. Because why the fuck would the train... Like, none of it makes sense. Just asinine fucking changes in scheduling and trains not running. And it was just infuriating.
Fucking 36 episodes or 72 episodes in and he's fucking calling me geriatric.
I didn't call you geriatric. I called Jim geriatric.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, it's brutal.
It is, man. You fucking young whippersnappers.
Fucking millennials.
Fucking couple of babies is what you are.
Wow.
You can't take a joke.
Ugh. Oh, I'll give you a joke.
Oh, no.
You know who else can go fuck themselves?
Who's that?
Well,
Chris Seymour?
Who else but Chris Seymour?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the anniversary episode without saying he can go fuck himself.
Yes. Happy anniversary, Chris. You could still go fuck yourself. Hey, but you know what, guys? We do have a very special guest that we're going to drop in at the end of this episode who does a special edition of Would You Rather. And he actually does a close for us. So, this is going to close us out for, I think, our 2-year anniversary episode.
It's been a fun 2 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I love doing this. I have so much fun doing this with you two guys and, you know, all the different special guests that we have on. I don't think we could say thanks enough to Paul and Chris and Sean and so many others that, you know, have joined in for this ride, especially over the last year and the last couple of years even, you know, Shad and Quigley and I mean there's so many others. Jeff Mader, you know, the list just goes on and on, but
E-Man, Henry.
Oh, E-Man, Henry. I mean, I know I'm missing a few, but it's so much fun. We
Teresa.
Have such a great time. Teresa. Oh, both Teresas.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, we keep doing it. I mean, I know we get a little bit of encouragement here and there. I know we're a little self-deprecating and that we don't think that we have anybody that listens, but I know that we do have a few people that, you know, listen in and enjoy what we do. And honestly, I think it's because we enjoy doing it ourselves, you know, like we just enjoy having fun and, you know, bullshitting with each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, I love it. It's such a great little escape during the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if we can provide you guys any laughs and, you know, provide ourselves, you know, some really great medicine, laughing at ourselves, you know, that's what it's all about. And
I thought the hokey pokey was what it's all about.
Well, that too, but you know. You got to take it where you can get it, Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Like in the can?
Ooh. Speaking of that, Dylan keeps showing up late. We might need a replacement.
What? How was I late today?
Ooh.
I think we have so many different people that could maybe take up that mantle. It's ridiculous.
How was I late today?
voice is getting a little high pitched.
I know. Like, I mean, to replace you or me, Mike, I mean, that would be tough. But Dylan,
You know what? You guys are just fucking bitter about the comment I made. It's all fun and games until Dylan starts throwing jokes around.
Oh, we're a little too old to remember that comment you made.
Oh, isn't it past your bedtime?
It is.
maybe a little, but hey, you know what?
Yeah, make sure you change your fucking diaper, old man.
Wait, who are you talking about now? Jim or myself?
Definitely Jim.
Oh, okay.
Of course I'm talking about Jim. You know how many times I've fucking had to wake up sharing hotel rooms with him and I'm like, is he even wearing pants?
Come on, just because it happened more than once.
Oh, come on now, young Dylan. It only hurt for a minute.
I literally, like, there was one, I think I've told the story before on here, but it was when we were at the hotel in Fort Lauderdale, and Jim gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I, like, wake up because I hear the noise, and I see the light, and I look at him, and I don't have my glasses on, so that's another factor, and I just was like, is he even wearing fucking pants? And, like, his boxers were rolled all the way up, so it kind of just looked like he was wearing a G-string.
Ah, maybe he was.
I didn't have any pants on.
Oh, it was just the shadows?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That's funny. I'm kind of fucked up.
But, hey, guys, you know, absolute pleasure.
Absolutely.
There's nothing I would do more than this every week. Honestly. I mean, I love it. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, we do. And without further ado.
Yeah. But, hey, you know what? Before we get to that, don't forget, please, like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter @JimsBBQPod.
You can email us and get naked pictures of Dylan @JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And Sarah, you can stop emailing. You have all the pictures I have, so I don't have any more.
Wait, even those baby pictures that you have, though?
Why do you have baby pictures?
I guess I could send those ones to her, but Mary Lou and you could. And MVP Kit whipped out the photo book while I was at your house last time.
The photo album.
So I got some good stuff.
Oh, they ripped out the Polaroids. We're showing them all to Jim.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. But I forget where I was at.
I forgot where you were at.
Oh.
Maybe we are getting old.
Yeah, we definitely are. And you can get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Don't forget, you can always rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim and Paul's
a chagrin.
Boulevard.com.org.
All right, guys, we're gonna throw this over to a previous version of Mike and Dylan and Paul and a special guest that are gonna close out this special 2-year anniversary episode for us. Hope you enjoy. Hope you love it. And that's all we got, man.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, man. We'll see you episode 73.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, we'll see you. You know, he just keeps him on.
When you guys get, like, broken shins and stuff, I'll be the one laughing.
Yeah. I wear, like, it was funny. I heard you talking about those shin guards earlier, Ming, and it was kind of amusing because I think of the ones that I wear at Brantford. It's just like the Walmart ones that are $5. They're just like the pieces of foam, like that say Mylek on them. That's it. Yeah. You know,
you might as well
that's
been
all
wearing like cardboard.
Right. Basically, yeah. That's about it. We always, I don't know how you guys do it, you know, because you're professional podcasters. Right. But we always do like a little warm up thing. So this is our warm up phase.
This is where you get the best conversation.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Why I hit.
Oh, we always end up doing is we end up putting it at like the end. We
oh,
put
cool,
like
yeah.
little Easter eggs in.
Yeah, it's
you
the
know,
best.
Where we tell Daryl Clark to go F himself, you know, things like that.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he don't listen, so he'll never hear.
Oh no, he does.
Oh, he listens.
I don't know
we
if he
found
can
out.
Listen.
Oh.
Huh?
He might be going deaf in his old age.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
He's losing.
Exactly.
can't make the old jokes.
All right, Dylan, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Hi, and welcome to a special edition of Jim's BBQ Podcast, live from Edison, New Jersey. We have Dylan.
Hello.
And myself, Mike. Why? I'd never introduce
yourself.
Yeah, usually I go, hi, welcome to Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
You're like, yes, me, Mike.
Yes, that's weird, wasn't it?
I'll allow myself to introduce myself.
But the other sultry voice you're hearing is from our Canadian correspondent, the Canadian Velvet Fog himself, Paul Saunders.
Hey there. I guess I'll talk a bit louder so you can all hear me.
And we have another special guest with us. Way back, he was one of our original guests, episode 7, Mr. Ming Chen.
What's up, everybody? I love how you don't introduce yourself. That's either... bold? That's pretty baller.
Well, no, usually we just go, hi, I'm Mike, and he goes,
okay.
Well, then there's, I'm Jim. Well, there's a reason that didn't happen.
Right. Yes, because...
R.I.P. Jim.
He is not here right now with us. Sadly, yeah. We are short a Jim.
I would feel bad for him, but it was self-inflicted. So,
we have a Paul and a Ming, and yeah. Together they're the equivalent of, like, one Jim.
Right.
Paul and a Ming is a Jim.
Yeah.
Is that how the equation works? That's pretty sad, dude.
I don't know. I think you two guys combined would probably equal Jim's weight at least.
Well, no, I'm 160 right now.
Yep, that would be about right, I would say. Nah, I'm just fucking.
You're fucking?
I'm fucking.
Right now?
Right now.
Holy shit.
Yep. Well, I shouldn't swear. There. We're in a public place. I should be. Bye, Tony.
But it was a private rental, so for that for that rental window, we're allowed to do whatever we want.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, no, we're after that now. It's 4:17. Yeah. So Dylan, as we often do, what in the world are we drinking this afternoon?
Game of Thrones by Omegang, Bend the Knee.
Okay.
And I have a
Fresca?
Yeah, Fresca. A LaCroix.
A LaCroix.
Two Roads Plum Goza.
Oh. Ooh, so
Two Roads, the pride of Connecticut.
Yes.
One of the best breweries. I got a private tour of their facility once. I was
Me too. It's pretty dope.
I was in Bridgeport, Connecticut for a convention. And
one of the many ports in Connecticut.
Yeah, they were one of the sponsors. And they're like, hey, why don't you roll by? We'll give you a private tour. They gave me beer right out of the fermentation tank. It was magical. And then they just kept handing me beer,
like,
man.
Take this.
So I take this. Take this. This one's from our private stock. Like, I still have some of it. And it's Two Roads is a great brewery.
They're awesome.
Fun fact, they actually contract brew for
a lot of people.
For Lawson's out of Vermont, the Sip of Sunshine.
It's basically the same thing as Too Juicy.
Probably very similar.
Big love for Two Roads.
Yeah. They do some good stuff. We finally got distribution of them.
And maybe we can get them as a sponsor.
Oh, maybe.
Send us free beer.
Yeah.
That would solve at least that problem.
Well, for the longest time, Jim has been trying to get Sprecher's soda to be a sponsor of Jim's BBQ Podcast because of his love of their Sprecher's cream soda. Sprecher's, keep it up, man. We love your sodas. Have you had a Sprecher's?
I've never had a Sprecher's. So Sprecher's, if you're listening, I'm in New Jersey. Send a case and I'll plug it with my massive social media following.
On my podcast, though.
Ming, it'll change
yours,
your life. The cream soda is life-changing.
Okay, I'm definitely a soda connoisseur for sure.
Yes. Anytime you're out in the Midwest, you got to look for it.
Nice.
It's a big Midwest thing.
Boylan's in Windsor, which surprised the shit out
of me. Oh, yeah, Boylan's is pretty good, too.
Sure, cane sugar. Three magical words, my friend.
Yes, exactly. So I guess we're just going to do a quick little episode here, and we're going to do one of our regular segments.
Quickie.
Yeah, quickie, if you will.
A quickie with Dylan.
If you will.
If you will.
What do you got for me, gentlemen?
We got this book called Would You Rather, and I'm going to just ask you things that if you would rather do this or would you rather do that.
Is it like, would you rather blow Brian Johnson or Walt Flanagan?
Basically.
Like, I'd rather shoot myself in the head. So.
Yeah, but that's not an option, so.
Right.
You got to pick one or the other. Well, I guess you just...
No, I don't.
No. I'm not answering that either.
All right, fire away, I guess.
So, yeah, we go around the table and we just respond. But do you want to do one of the classic ones to him?
I guess we could do that.
We need to do a classic.
Yeah, I see you have a little book here. Do you have, like, bookmarks? Like, you have the
he marks off which ones he does.
Okay.
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
Is that going to be the first one?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the last one?
No, it has to be the first one.
Fire one. What do you got?
All right.
We've all done it.
You've done all this?
No. Answered this question.
All right. Ming.
Yes, Dylan.
Would you rather have sex with someone with no arms or no legs?
Wow. Wow. That is.
He's trying to find someone
question.
With no arms or no legs.
No, I mean, I guess they're, you know, obviously I like a whole 100% woman. But, you know, when you're making love to a woman, it's not just the physical attributes, it's mental as well. But they don't mention that. So let's say she's like the coolest chick in the world. But. Or there are two of them. One has no legs.
Where did this come from?
One has no arms.
Wait. So what Ming is saying, he's like, he wants one with no arms and one with
no
legs.
No, there are two, and I got to choose. See, this is tough because without the arms, I like to be touched at the same time. You know, while I'm making sweet love to a woman, I want her to grab parts of me, stimulation.
Is this how you got married? Like,
yeah, like, you know, see, it's tough because I love, like, the legs are like one of the best parts of a female form, and it's been well known if you listen.
The shoes.
Yeah, see, there's a whole thing. This thing, if you listen to other podcasts, it's well, in fact, I love a woman in heels. It's a thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not weird. Some people think it's weird. Brian Johnson, Wallflying, they think it's weird. They're like, you have a foot fetish? I'm like, no. I love a woman in heels. There's nothing wrong with that. Stop yelling at me. So, God, such a tough question. I'm going to go, so based on that, and that's very important to me, I'm going to go with the no arms. I'm going to go with the no arms.
So you answered the same as Dylan.
Yeah. But you got to hear why.
Dylan's reason why you said
what's your reason?
You have to spell it.
So you wouldn't have to carry the person out to the Uber on the way out when they left.
Oh.
It's a one-night stand.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that...
You went shallow.
Yeah, it's pretty shallow. It's pretty shallow, but...
It is Dylan. He tends to stay in the shallow end.
It is a valid reason.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding.
She's right there! Come on!
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you wouldn't want her to, like, crawl with, like, belly, like, army crawl to the Uber on the morning after.
These are just scenarios, though. This isn't legitimate stuff. I
know.
Yeah, so I'm going to go no arms.
Well, so we agree.
For very different reasons.
Extremely different.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather swallow a live goldfish without water or swallow a teaspoonful of cold fish eyes?
Oh. Well... Gentlemen, I'm Asian. You may have produced that. My name is Ming. In the Asian culture, we eat every part of the animal. So I've had fish eyes before. And when I was a kid, my parents, we would eat like whole fish. It's like a delicacy in the Asian community. And when that fish came out of the oven or whatever, you know, if you were a good kid, you had the first, you got the eye.
And
fish eyes actually don't taste that bad. Now there's the cornea or whatever. There's this little hard piece in the spit out. Oh, what is a retina or something?
Mm. It's a contact lens.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I thought Paul was just gonna throw up.
You know, it actually doesn't. Fish eyes actually don't.
We have a friend who took care of the puking for us today.
Fish eyes actually don't taste that bad, and I think it's good for getting hard-ons and shit. So you know, Asian medicine and shit.
What do you call
like tiger penis. Yeah. So. So
you meant tiger blood.
Yeah. Right. Swallowing goldfish, that don't do shit for you.
What,
so
Charlie Sheen come in, dude?
I'm eating the teaspoonful of fish eyes.
I think I would do the fish eyes.
That's my reason.
Yeah, I think I do the fish eyes.
Plus it's live too, it's all sweat. Oh god.
Yeah, I think I'd
alive.
Do that. I think I'd do the eyes
when,
too.
When my mother gave me the eye, it was a completely different thing though.
Yeah,
that works real good on the audio.
I know.
I try not to eat the living. So.
Hey, Paul, would you rather streak naked through your office or be known as the office farter?
How do you know I'm not?
What are you answering to?
Me.
Wait, the office streaker or the office farter?
The office farter. I don't know. I don't know. When I was younger, I'd probably say no way in hell would I streak. But if it was just a matter of like getting it over with and done with. The fuck, why not?
You're going to always be remembered as
right.
You ran through the office. Just keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, and plus with the whole Harvey Weinstein now, like, that could be construed as, like, sexual harassment
exactly.
And shit now.
That's true.
Yeah,
so think
like,
about what you're doing.
You know what the time to do that is actually, like, if you're leaving there. So you just go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the way to leave. It would be a great send-off, eh?
Yeah, but if you're leaving on bad terms.
Like, I mean, farting, that's a natural thing, you know, and... Hey, if you get it, it's better out than in, right? Is that the same? So,
Could that be considered harassment, though, if you're constantly, like...
No, not sexual harassment. No, that's the worst harassment. Right now, I mean, right now and always, it's one of the worst forms of harassment. Farting, let's just, you know, suck it up.
There we go.
I smell.
Well, how about you, Dylan?
I'm going to you first.
No, I meant about the streaking or the farting.
I just do the farting.
Yeah, someone tells you streak on a daily, not daily, but often on a regular basis.
So I can just be like, yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Problem.
Oh, there goes Dylan again.
Fart away.
You're farting and streaking. Like,
every step.
Yeah. I mean, see, I, for every scenario, it could get worse.
A little extra boost.
Mike, would you rather chew a piece of toenail off a dirty man's foot or thoroughly lick his unshowered armpit?
Oh, God.
Okay, so think about it. Would you rather do this or do this?
Dude, I understand the concept. I understand the body parts that you're presenting. I'd go with the armpit.
Oh, but yeah, on every day, like 100 times out of 100 times. Yeah, no. Oh, God, have you seen, like, feet? Like, I just don't like...
Those old
men feet.
Those with, corn chips.
Oh god. Yeah, sometimes it's like black and shit. Like, oh god, no. Yeah, no. I'll lick the armpit, man. Give me the armpit.
I love
armpit.
Paul.
Oh,
I'll do the armpit too.
It's freaking disgusting. Thank you, bro. I'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Daryl Clark, everybody.
Special appearance featuring Daryl Clark.
Hello, everyone. Goodbye. So, gotta go.
Goodbye, everyone.
Toenail or armpit?
Armpit. Yeah.
Would you rather eat 30 cigarette butts that you found lying on the beach or eat 5 pounds of wet leaves that you found on the ground after a rainstorm?
Oh, my God. 5 pounds?
Oh, my God.
5 pounds? I don't think I can eat 5 pounds of anything. Like, I love steak. I don't think I've ever eaten 5 pounds of steak, though. 5 pounds? I'm taking the cigarette butts. Yeah, I'll just soak them in bourbon and just swallow them down.
I did the leaves.
It's only 30.
You can say how long I had to take. I did the leaves.
It could have been freshly.
Just
because
it
compares to 5 pounds.
The cigarette butts. So I just got the flavor.
And then you get shit all those leaves back out because they don't digest, dude. Yeah. They're coming out whole.
That's okay.
Okay.
What if you shred them?
Leaves?
They're still coming out of your ass. The butts is paper. Like,
but that's the thing, though, is you said after a rainstorm, so they'd be all, like, wet and soggy and stuff like that.
And all muddy and shit. Like, no, dude.
I think I'd do the cigarettes.
5 pounds?
Could I put a little salad dressing over?
A little ranch dressing.
Yeah. A little balsamic vinaigrette.
Although, the one time when we had an eating one, I think Jim asked if he could put some sauce on it. We said no.
No sauce. No barbecue sauce.
That's because Jim's not allowed near barbecue sauce.
That is true. Hence the logo.
That's why he's not. That's why we do it away from each other and not near each other. Would you rather have your breath smell like a bad fart or have your laugh sound like a fart?
Okay. All right.
So it's just both farts.
Yeah, but would you bad breath or would you rather your laugh be like? I'd go with the laugh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Every time you laugh.
Gosh, just, that would make it even funnier.
Every time you laugh, it's just like.
It would just get into an infinite loop because you would fart and you'd start laughing. It would sound like a fart, then we'd get you laughing. Then you would
just... Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's comic gold right there, man.
Okay, is this the last one?
Would you rather bite the head off a live gopher or thoroughly lick a cat's butt?
I see you saved the best for last. God, a lot of these are like putting live animals. Like, this is animal cruelty, man.
It really is.
It's borderline bestiality.
And the thing is, a gopher is pretty big, right? So you're not... It's not going to take one bite. It's not like biting the head of a chocolate. Yeah, and it'll fight back and shit. Oh, man, licking a cat's butt? That's pretty heinous,
well,
too.
Well, if you do it after the cat's already done it, it's going to be cleaner.
Yeah, but still, I guess I'm rim jobbing the cat. Because it's just, I mean, a lot of these, it's like, what can you get over with faster? The cat's butt is like...
Trimming the
cat. Yeah.
The gopher's like... It's all struggling in your mouth.
So does anybody else, like, when you heard gopher, did you think, like, Caddyshack?
Oh, yeah. Wow. These are tough but very important vital questions, my friend.
No, we're not doing them anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's enough.
Well, we didn't want to take up too much of your time. All right. We know you're busy man.
You got a thing to do tonight.
Yes, you have a huge event tonight.
New Compliment Season 7 returns Sunday, October 22nd. As of this recording, it's tomorrow night. There's a little premiere party tonight. Well, yes. We've done a premiere party for every season, and I feel it's good luck. So We have a venue. We have beer there. I got the episode, which doesn't air until tomorrow. I got it early. So you gentlemen are all invited. I hope to see you there.
Oh, we'll definitely be there.
Fantastic.
There.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on again.
We even have a cardboard cutout of Jim to carry in with us to just, like, represent.
We really don't.
No, we don't.
I don't know where he came
up with
that.
Well, maybe he'll rally. I don't know, but he looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was talking about Jim.
Jim.
Oh,
Jim.
Oh, no, not that Jim.
Okay,
yeah.
We miss you, Jim.
Yeah, we miss you, Jim. But, again, man, thanks for being on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
I'm good luck, man.
Good luck.
You had me on episode 7. You're still going, right?
Yes, we are, man. This will be on episode 71.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Yeah,
thank you. Paul's been on, what?
Two or three.
Five or six, I would say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you did a two-part episode.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. He did one.
You did.
Well, recently, Gord Downey passed away. He was our. That's where the Canadian correspondent came from. Is that he explained Gord Downey to us?
Yeah,
he's an icon, Canadian icon for sure.
We needed somebody who would know.
Yeah.
And Paul, with his musical knowledge, was the man for it.
And his northern location.
Hmm. Yep. But yeah, this is going to close us out for
South of Detroit.
I think this is going to close us out for this little mini episode. We'll tack this on to 71 and have Jim on the rest of it. Yeah, man.
I think we should just make this its own little episode.
Do you think? It's only like 18 minutes.
Long enough.
Nah.
It's like a bonus episode.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's maybe. Like
we'll see.
Come on, man. I'm on TV. Give me my own episode.
Yeah. Come on.
So, we got to have you tweet it
like,
out.
Like, pander to him a little.
You know I will, so, all right.
You know,
give him his
honestly,
own episode so he can
honestly,
know, put
the
it
first
on
one you were
media.
On, the audio was so horrible. I was like, I don't even want to put this thing out. It was just horrendous. Because you remember we did it at that we did it at that Comic-Con.
Yep.
There was just, I never realized how much noise there is.
Sure.
It's just like ambient noise that you hear. And, you know, we were just doing it on this thing, so. But.
Well, I'll let you decide.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I do all the editing. I know you say we don't edit it, just throw it out there, but
you do what it is. Your podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, you recommended that early on.
If it happened, it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's far too much stuff that was like, no, we can't leave that on.
Unlike everything that we just recorded.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna have just delete all this.
Yeah. Well, thanks again.
All right.
Guys.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, he's gotta do the sign off.
Oh. Well, did you come up with one?
No.
Oh.
We gotta think of one.
Oh shit.
Keep sucking that meat, everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, that works.
Hey, we could have him do the thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ podcast, where we always suck the meat right off the bone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for listening to Jim's BBQ podcast, where we always suck the meat off the bone.
All right.
Yeah.